Вие застъпихте една теза по време на вчерашното ви изказване в рамките на дискусията за манифеста на ПЕС за двойния стандарт на американската политика относно борбата с тероризма, относно терористичните режими по света. Усетихте ли подкрепа в залата? Изобщо смятате ли, че една подобна позиция и теза би намерила място в този манифест, един вид предизборната програма на европейските социалисти за следващите избори за Европейски парламент?
It's yes to both of your questions. Not only would it be supported by the people in this hall, but in our foreign policy paper, we included in the part about terrorism a number of references to the importance of respecting fundamental rights when we fight terrorism. As far as the question should we mention explicitly the problem with America, I can tell you that in the European Parliament the Socialist Party has repeatedly condemned openly the CIA abductions and a number of other measures that the United States has taken. Most importantly, in the United States itself today, we see both the journalists and other people beginning to condemn what the government has done to fundamental rights in the past 4 years. And let me add that no one, we all support in the socialist group fighting terrorism and organized crime. But the question is, does this legitimate goal justify all means used to achieve it? In America, they think yes. We socialists think no. In a democracy, it is the citizens who are supposed to observe daily the thoughts and the actions of the governments, not the governments who are supposed to spy daily on the thoughts and the actions of their citizens. That is a fundamental democratic principle, and if we reverse it, for whatever reason, then the terrorists will have won, because they will have changed our soul.
Нарушаваме ли човешките права, изобщо спазването им, когато поставяме камери навсякъде? Вие казахте, че тази мания да се борим с тероризма, поставяйки видеокамери навсякъде в Америка, вече се е пренесла и в Европа, и в Англия, така. Казахте също така, че не желаете да живеете в едно общество на Big Brother. Как обаче да се намери пресечната точка между това хем да бъдем бдителни за терористични заплахи, хем да спазваме човешките права?
First of all, there's a very clear European test for this. Any measure that affects fundamental rights must be necessary, proportionate, and appropriate in a democratic society. That is what the European Court has said. Secondly, the Court and the European Council have said that that decision cannot be made by the police in every country. That test must be, and the decision must be made by independent authorities under the observation of the national parliaments. In practice, what this means is that if, for example, you have some cameras around some embassies in Sofia, because those embassies are judged to be high-risk targets, that obviously would be necessary, appropriate, and proportionate. The same would not apply, of course, if the police said, and the police can say this, that to stop terrorism totally, we need a camera in every house in Sofia. The problem that I see is that today, Big Brother will not come because a dictatorship imposes it upon us or an autocratic system, but because, and this is a danger, we ourselves, we will allow it little by little to happen, voluntarily. We get used to the cameras around embassies, and then we say, well, we are used to them, let's have a few more cameras. And the next day, let's have even a few more cameras than that, because the police is asking us to. So what I say is, let's not allow this slide to happen, and let's allow to truly independent democratic authorities to determine what the balance is.
Може ли Европа сама да намери решение на проблема Косово? Може ли това да се случи още сега на 10 декември и то да е в полза и на двете страни, и на сърбите, и на косовските албанци?
I think that one of the fundamental European principles after the wall fell was and should remain that there should be no changes of borders in our region on the basis of ethnic divisions. Unless, of course, they are absolutely voluntary and both sides agree. And that is because all of our countries in the region are multicultural and multi-ethnic societies. No one should open up a Pandora's box by not caring about what is happening in Kosovo today. I do not believe that Europe has played the role that it should to encourage both sides to come to an agreed solution. I believe that Europe should have used its soft power, the power of eventual accession into the big European family, in order to alleviate the fears of both sides, and especially the Serbs today, about the prospect of a split. Instead, Europe gave no prospect of a European future to Kosovo, including imposing upon it the obligation to respect minorities, human rights, etc. And on the other hand, it has frozen the accession negotiations with Serbia, which has made many Serbs feel even more isolated and more hostile to any prospect of a resolution of the issue. I hope that even now, at the last minute, Europe will become wiser in this issue.
Българските социалисти у нас са обвинявани, че провеждат дясна политика и като пример за това е упрека, че въвеждат 10% данък, това е тъй наречения просък данък. Вие от вашата камбанария, от към Гърция, как оценявате една подобна мярка, като дясна или като лява политика?
Well, look, you will allow me not to comment directly on internal Bulgarian politics. Tax policy in general is a policy that can substantially help redistribution of wealth, especially to those who in globalization have problems. But the specific conditions in every country are different, and therefore you cannot have the same recipe, obviously, everywhere. What I can tell you, as head of the Greek delegation, Social Delegation of the European Parliament, is that we have a very, very good cooperation with our Bulgarian comrades, and that they promote the interests of Bulgaria in a very effective way, day in and day out in Europe.